They said nothing, which must have been a trial for the boy. He talked in his sleep.
"What do I do?"
Vigan asked. "Let them have one. Through the stonework, right above the gate." Louder, I said, "Stand fast! Nobody do anything until I tell you." The first two times Vigan turned his hand release crank, nothing happened. "Is it empty?" I asked.
"It's not supposed to be."
Goblin advised, "Try again then. It's been over 10 years since it was used. Maybe it just needs to be loosened up." I mused. I'll bet nobody's bothered to keep the mechanism clean. And you folks wondered why I wanted to hire an armorer. Go ahead, crank it again. Carefully, so you don't lose your aim.
Whack, crack, crackle, crackle, sizzle.
Into the distance, the fireball ripped right through the little fortification's two outside walls and whatever lay between them. Stone steamed and ran. The scarlet ball wobbled through the air for several miles more, gave up the last of its momentum, gradually darkened as it drifted to earth beyond the ruins of Overlook. "Move to the left a few yards. Drop your aiming point 5 feet, then do it again." Vigan was having fun now. There was a bounce to his step as he moved to his new position. This time it took only one extra turn of the crank to get the fireball launched. A blistering, lime-colored ball ripped through the fortification. It hit something significant inside. It had almost no energy left when it appeared on the far side. A gout of steam blew out the top of the tower. "Must have gotten a water barrel," I said. Water and the fireballs made a wicked combination, resulting in storms of superheated steam. "Suvrin, where are you?" Two fireballs should have gotten their attention inside, should have gotten the survivors to thinking. Now I could begin placing my shots. "Suvrin, have you ever been inside that rock pile?" The fat man came forward reluctantly. When he was close by me, his face was in the light. The garrison inside would remember him. He wanted to lie to me too, I could see, but he did not have the courage.
"Yes."
"What's the layout? It doesn't look like it could be that complicated."
"It isn't. The animals and storage on the ground floor. They can pile up stuff behind the gate, so you can't knock it in. They live on the second floor. It's just one big room. There's a stove for cooking and pallets for sleeping and racks of weapons, and that's about it."
"And the roof is basically just a fighting platform, right?" "Wait a minute, Vigan. Don't spend any more fireballs than we have to. Let them think for a while now. Maybe they'll give up. They know I didn't hurt Suvrin's men. Tobo, circle around and tell all the men that if they have to launch a fireball, we need it to go through the second level, preferably low. They'll probably get down on the floor when death starts coming through."
"Can I shoot one of those things, Sleepy?"
"Get the message out first." I watched him scoot off. He did not expose himself unnecessarily. Faces could be seen occasionally behind the archer's embrasures over yonder. A couple of arrows had come out and fallen harmlessly. I told Goblin, "If anybody had been paying attention, we'd have the place mapped down to the last cot and table, and we'd know exactly where to aim every fireball to get the best effect."